How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to this emergency episode of Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com as we celebrate a watershed moment for the cannabis industry. President Trump has officially signed an executive order to reschedule cannabis and looking to move for Medicare to cover CBD. So let's go into the whole story. I'm going to take it from MJ Biz Daily right off the bat. The first shift in marijuana policy federally since 1970 with an executive order directing federal law to be changed to recognize cannabis as a less dangerous drug, acknowledged for the first time for its medical benefits. Schedule 1 to Schedule 3 of the Controlled Substances Act. And the order directs the Justice Department to take all necessary steps to make this rescheduling in the most expeditious manner in accordance with federal law. We have talked about what this means for the industry for well over a year. We know we've been talking about it ever since President Biden started and initiated the request from the Health and Human Services to the DEA to begin the process to reschedule. That goes back to 2023. So before we get into any more of this information, there's a few things to point out. Number one, this is a bipartisan issue. There is going to be blowback from a political sense for some people. They're going to say, well, from a religious sense or other things that people will talk about, the intoxicating effects. Of course, the stigma that we've heard about for decades and decades. Regardless of that, what needs to be clear is that for those that are going to be called upon in the cannabis industry to speak to the media, whichever media that is, it could be podcasts, it could be newspapers, magazines, legacy media, whatever. This is still a bipartisan issue because President Biden initiated this. The fact that it did not get completed under his watch, you know, that's one thing, but it still comes down to the credit goes to both presidents because it was President Biden's administration that initiated, but President Trump signed the order to go ahead and push it forward. It was going to happen inevitably. We all know that. So I can say on behalf of this program, we're happy to see that this moment has come for the cannabis industry. We've all been waiting for it. We've all been talking about it. And I have done dozens of interviews on this program with all the experts here talking about this. And we're finally at this point. But the other thing before I go ahead and let you hear the announcement and some more information about what this means. And I put this out on LinkedIn earlier today. But I'm sure you might not find it, but I'm just going to make this point clear here. I've always been very concerned and critical about the media portrayal of cannabis by the media out there. Because remember, the media out there journalists, in many cases, they're in their own bubble. They are not in touch with the public. So they're only going to report what they think you need to know. They don't necessarily care about what you should know, what you want to know, what you're asking them to inform you about. So there's a disconnect there. And of course, the same tropes that are out there with stoner madness, with calling it weed and, you know, using the most negative connotations to the plant in every way, shape, and form is going to be done once again by plenty of people that are not informed or ignorant or stubborn or a mixture of both. But it is dependent upon the cannabis industry itself, for any executives, for any advocates, for any organizations that are going to be called upon by the media to go ahead and speak on behalf of the industry about what this means. And they will try to use gotcha questions. They will try to use tactics that have been used over and over. And some of my fellow organizations out there that have continuously been looked to be a bit embarrassed or made to look stupid in some cases, even though they're not, but because they handled the moment of speaking to the press not being well prepared, that is what we need to avoid. So be prepared for any questions that could become gotcha questions. Be prepared for the bait. Be above and beyond that. Keep the temperature at a minimum and speak through. And don't just use the same cliches out there everybody else talks about. And keep your answers brief, pithy, and short. And be polite. And be nice to these people. Because you're going to get more out of respectfully answering questions and debunking any answers or any questions they might have or any kind of opinions they have that are going to trigger you when you are asked with a camera in front of you or with a microphone in front of you. Be well prepared. It's extremely important. At this point, make sure the only the right people go in front of the microphone that will best represent this company, this industry, because that is going to go very far. Because we need to have people that can actually properly debate and push back on any narratives that are going to be put out there. Now, of course, we're never going to ultimately change the minds of people out there. But with the legitimization of the industry, with this particular caveat now moving forward, another domino drops. We know there's more that can come from this. We already know there's more information being talked about now where clemency might be part of the discussion very soon. Pardoning those with cannabis-based offenses. We know that President Biden took out those offenses that were federal, but there's a lot of changes to go. And a lot of people have talked about it. Let me go ahead and get one story that comes out here that says that there were cannabis business executives discussing with the White House the possibility of clemencies for those convicted of cannabis possession as part of the EO. But it's unclear if the president was going to add that into the executive order. But there's, from the White House, what goes on. Mike Tyson's been very vocal about this. Clemency and federal legalization are the next important steps. Americans across the political spectrum agree that no one should remain incarcerated for nonviolent marijuana offenses. Walden Angelos and my team look forward to speaking with the president and others to make this next steps a reality. Walden Angelos says today's decision to reschedule cannabis is an important first step. I'm grateful to the president for taking action and for being a promise keeper. And thank you, Mike Tyson, for stepping up and using your voice to help push this forward. It doesn't fully end the harm of prohibition, but opens the door to clemency and other reforms that must come next. And more from this story. There are sources talking about what else might come from this as an expansion from this executive order. That the executive order could also include a directive. This is according to NBC News. A directive to Congress to pass the Safer Banking Act, which is, of course, bipartisan legislation that would give legal cannabis businesses access to major banks and financial institutions. Under two sources that said that, under current law, banks and creditors could face federal prosecution if they provide services to legal businesses selling cannabis. And other possibilities are directed to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to allow for the reimbursement of CBD products under Medicare, according to two sources familiar with drafts of the executive order. Now, among the people that worked on this together were a host of cannabis executives that were in the Oval Office last week. Multiple meetings that also included FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz, two people familiar with the discussions, said. Now, among other things we have here to consider is making sure we know and we're aware, because we've talked about it back and forth. What does this mean altogether? Because we have extensively talked about all the different things that will happen as a result of rescheduling, what that means from a financial, medical, business standpoint. Dr. Benjamin Kaplan, who we've had on the program and gotten a lot of talk with, he makes the point that this is a executive order directly piloting research on cannabinoid care for seniors took years of groundwork. Today marks real progress. Now the serious work begins: evidence, outcomes, and getting it right. So we're going to get into some of those things that are being said, but here is the actual announcement from the president talking about this.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With the Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com. And just the distinctions of what this order is going to represent.
I want to emphasize that the order I am about to sign is not the legalization, or it doesn't legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form, and in no way sanctions its use as a recreational drug. It has nothing to do with it. Just as the prescription painkillers may have legitimate uses, but can also do irreversible damage, and never, if you look at some of the damage that can be caused, wreck lives, and if it's abused, it's never safe to use powerful controlled substances in recreational manners. And
now, the other thing you got to make sure to be aware of is that, of course, other media outlets that do not cover cannabis, they're going to misconstrue all of this. Of course, they're going to paint a narrative that's going to fit best for their audience that is unaware, uninformed. We know that. But that's why you come to this program, so that doesn't happen. A cancer doctor also spoke on this and talked about the importance of what this executive order does mean.
I'll add my vote of thanks, Mr. President. I never really thought this day would come. I met a patient about 20 years ago, a retired professor named Elizabeth, who came to my clinic. She was dying of pancreatic cancer, and she asked me then whether cannabis might help her. And I said no, because that's what I learned in medical school. She reached into her briefcase, took out a 3-inch tall stack of articles, put them down on my desk, and said, "Really, doctor? You should read these. You might learn something." And I did read those articles, every single one, and found a bunch more. And I did learn something. I learned that there actually is some medical benefit to cannabis that I had not anticipated, never heard about in medical school. Second, I learned that there's a lot we don't know. And third, I learned it's really, really, really difficult to do high-quality randomized controlled trials of a substance that's federally illegal.
And that's the other part we have to talk about. We've talked about it for many years, the fact that the access to research, this executive order allows the research that we want so we can further the cause of cannabis and prove the healing effects, or at least the treatment potential that cannabis has. And in the fact sheet that was put out by the White House about this to increase medical marijuana and cannabidiol research, they make the point here that while the FDA has reviewed the landscape of medical marijuana and found credible scientific support for its use, there is a lack of appropriate research on medical marijuana, and consequent lack of FDA approval leaves American patients and doctors without adequate guidance on appropriate prescribing and utilization, especially as just over half of older Americans using marijuana have discussed the usage with their healthcare provider. Schedule 3 status will allow research studies to incorporate real-world evidence and models that can assess the health outcomes of medical marijuana and legal CBD products while focusing on long-term health effects in vulnerable populations like adolescents and young adults. And also, this will improve access to cannabidiol products, so paving the way for enhanced research and better information on hemp-derived cannabinoid products, helping to inform patients and doctors about their potential role in managing common health conditions. And honestly, like, what is the problem that many people in the media and some of those commentators out there are going to have trouble with? So you don't personally like cannabis. That's fine. But what's wrong with the research that can be done with this? Why are we so abrasive and oppositional to the idea of research? That's what is an important caveat of this executive order. The rescheduling allows this to be possible. It's natural. It is grown as a plant. Why not allow the research to be done? Because that's how you're going to change the public perception on this. With more research, with more studies, with more controlled trials, you will find out more. Because as long as we have studies out there that they can talk to people, whatever, oh, that this can happen this and this can happen that, and any kind of study can be misconstrued, but the scientific studies, you could put real trials out there. You could put real subjects out there and prove the world that cannabis is an important treatment. And that's what's important. Now, to identify all the benefits that come from this executive order today, and we're going to close it out, remember that we are all happy about the fact that there's a major change with this, which will be the elimination of IRS code 280E for cannabis businesses. So now, Schedule 3 would align cannabis with other legal industries, allowing standard deductions and reducing the effective federal tax rates for cannabis operators and improve cash flow and profitability. Now, I don't know how quickly this will be done for the tax year 2026, but we've talked about the fact that maybe 10 to 15% of revenue is going to go ahead and get kicked back. That can be written off by companies now to go into investment. 280E has forced many cannabis companies to pay effective tax rates of 60 to 70% or more, even if their ordinary profits are modest. But now that capital would be freed up for expansion, hiring, equipment, marketing, and investment. I say as well, compliance needs to be part of that investment. It should be even at the very top, prioritized at the very top of that list. Compliance, quality, that needs to be front and center with that investment. And I'm imploring everyone in the cannabis industry to step up your compliance game. Make sure, as close, and personally, in my opinion, and we've talked with enough experts out there, reach and get to the level of good manufacturing practices and not just what the state level mandate is in your state. Again, medical and scientific research, we just talked about that. So now more pathways to clinical studies, clinical trials, scientific studies on therapeutic value, safety, dosing, and long-term effects. Wonderful. And outcomes from this will also include that now the pharmaceutical companies will probably now finally intervene and they will start developing cannabis-derived medications. There'll be wider clinical data to support medical professionals, insurers, and treatment protocols, which means more doctors will find the studies and will be more privy to go ahead and prescribe cannabis to patients. And enhance understanding of benefits and risks across conditions like pain, PTSD, epilepsy, etc. And now, legitimacy and industry perception also comes from this as well. Institutional investment will now increase. We already saw the stock prices for many of the big major MSOs. They increased 15% just on the announcement of a possible executive order. Now just wait for the cannabis stocks to skyrocket at this point. And a lot of investment going in. The stigma also goes away from this, but it's also a matter upon the industry to make sure that the media presence is done and how the industry represents themselves from their individual cohorts that are going to be spokespeople for the industry. They need to be well prepared once again and make sure to put the best foot forward. Do not fall into any traps of bait or getting triggered with certain commentary. Make sure to watch out for that. And this also could support broader corporate participation and partnerships with traditional healthcare and consumer brands. A lot of benefits come from all this. Now, this is not full legalization, as President Trump said, but this can shape how regulators, investors, and the broader economy view cannabis businesses. This also could open maybe some new markets to medical and adult use in some states that might not have considered it yet. But there will be also possibilities of improved access to banking, where rescheduling can reduce regulatory risk for banks, making it more likely that financial institutions could consider serving cannabis businesses. So more banks will probably be a little more privy to go and work with cannabis businesses now that this has already been in place. We've talked about this on various episodes in the last 18 months. Just go back to past episodes. You'll see I've talked about it with various people here on the program. A lot of those also speaking in today and making their points about it. But we also know that a safer banking app, that is something now that is going to be put to the forefront now that this executive order is in. There are those out there. I just saw Representative Cortez Masto making a point for her residents in Nevada to push forward the Safer Banking Act legislation to try to get that put to a vote. This is a great thing for America in terms of this is a bipartisan issue, and there are a lot of people that would be in favor of this. We know in many states, I know here in my state of Florida, 75% approval, specifically if you really talk about those south of I-4 in South Florida, Central Florida, for that matter, but about two-thirds almost, 60% approve. And let me tell you, now that we get to this Schedule 3, maybe it gets to be where Florida's amendment for adult use cannabis might pass the next time around, maybe in 2028, who knows? But this is a crucial day, a watershed moment for cannabis. And we should all be happy to see this day come forward. So pat on the back to the cannabis industry. This is a wonderful Christmas gift, a nice stocking stuffer, if you will. And happy to see it happen. So that's it for this Blunt Business, this emergency episode. Thank you for finding the show as you always do. And congratulations to the cannabis industry. Again, be well prepared for the media. When they come to you, do not let them give you the bait. Be well prepared. Thanks for joining me. How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.